All right. Time for the newsroom temperature check. I hear Mary's got a really good story, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
What could it be?
It's brought to you
even
by
American
Weather.
You can't see it on the radio.
American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. You might not be able to see it on the radio, but you can describe it because it is high cut.
Yes. So these are the new track and field uniforms for the women. The guys are pretty normal looking. I mean, they're like a onesie like they've worn every year for track and field. But the women's are very high cut. It's a leotard. Of course, it's a one piece. I call them onesies, you know, like babies wear. But they're very high cut on the side. I mean, this is wedgie material, if you ask me. You know, they're so I don't know how they could be comfortable.
Okay, here's the deal.
Be pulling
Think
on
Jane
them all the
Fonda
time.
In the 80s doing yes. those workout videos, but she wore tights under them.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, yeah. I had just gotten that image out of my mind, and now it's back.
Yeah, except these women won't be wearing tights under them.
These women
have to worry about shaving or removing hair.
Yeah, I mean, they are very glamorized now, the track and field athletes. They all have long fingernails or big hair, you know. They just very, a lot of makeup, eyelashes. It's just kind of gotten very glamorous sport. But these, I mean, they're cute looking, but man, I don't know how comfortable they're going to be. And they were consulted. Nike designed the uniforms. And they did consult many of the athletes, and one of them, Katie Moon, who is a pole vaulter, said, it's concerning, but women did have at least 20 different combinations of uniforms to choose from, so they have had choices.
Well, they're going to get 13-year-old boys interested in track and field again, right?
Yep, and the gymnasts. You know, I'm sure the gymnast outfits will be skimpy as well.
It just seems like you'd have to use that tape or that product to keep them in place without them just riding up. I don't know, but... I also did read, and this comforted me, that they can choose to wear the men's uniform if they want.
Oh, really?
That's what one of the Olympians wrote. She said,
good.
I have the choice to wear the men's uniform if I like.
And I think there are other choices. The story was really weird. It didn't really make much sense, but it said they had 20 to choose from. Now, I don't know if they will have 20 to choose from for the actual event, or they could choose... You know, the best ones they liked. I don't really know how that worked, but I'm sure some of them will be wearing this onesie with the, you know.
The onesie. What's your story, Andy?
Well, there were a couple of lasts at the Masters tournament yesterday. Tiger Woods, unfortunately, finishing in last place for the first time in his career. And the great Verna Lundquist, the legendary announcer for CBS, called his last tournament. And Woods and Lundquist always are going to share a connection at Augusta. It was only appropriate that they did so also at Lundquist's last Masters at the 16th hole, which is where Vern has been most of his career. Woods made that memorable chip in 2005 to on his way to his fourth of his five green jackets. Woods stopped to shake Lundquist's hand and exchanged a couple of words after tapping in for a par. You remember Lundquist famously said, in your life, have you seen anything like that when that chip went in that time in 2005? Lundquist retiring after 40 years at the Masters, and everybody was reaching out and trying to display some accolades on him. He said, Jim Nantz says, we'll be celebrating you as long as there is a Masters tournament. You'll always be part of it. You'll have permanent residence here with that impressive resume of calls and moments. We're going to miss you. And Lundquist was fighting back tears a little bit when he was thanking them for all those kind words. And as far as it goes, Woods, though, you know, it wasn't lost on everybody that he was in last place. He still got a huge roar of applause when he came up number 18 yesterday.
You know, I didn't see Jim Nantz talk about Vern Lundquist, but I saw a video of the exchange. I almost have teary just thinking of it right now because, I mean, Vern Lundquist did NFL games forever.
Yeah. College basketball.
And he was kind of in a shadow or... And the way he waved goodbye.
Yep, right by the little tree over there.
It was like he was waving goodbye. And it was really touching.
Yeah. It was a poignant moment. And, you know, when a guy like Tiger Woods, who can appreciate the history of the Masters tournament and can appreciate the calls that Vern has made, you know, he's struggling. I mean, this is a guy that was really struggling in his round and took the time to go ahead and shake the hand of the legend. It was kind of cool to see.
And that was Jim Nantz's 39th year of broadcasting as well.
Yeah, he's been around. I mean,
he looks young. But
he does look young, but he's called some pretty memorable calls over there at the Masters too, especially when Jack Nicklaus won that improbable one back in 1986. That was Nantz's first tournament with CBS.
I got to tell you, I loved watching Nicholas and the old guys tee off.
That was great, wasn't it? Gary
was
Player
cool.
and Tom Watson.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Steve, you have about 32 seconds
for your goodness
story.
Sakes. Come on, people.
Thanks, Steve.
So McDonald's is floating these little billboards in cities that smell like French fries. Have you seen that?
No.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Yeah, they're not big billboards. They're kind of like where pedestrians walk by, and it's like a skunk. If you get within 5 feet, it sort of emits this smell of McDonald's French fries. And the idea, they're doing them at a couple in the Netherlands right now. They don't say if they're going to bring them into the States, but if they do, they say it'd have to be like in New York or Chicago in the Loop where there's a lot of people walking by, because you drive by, it wouldn't work. But in an interesting counter ad, Wendy's is doing it now as well, and they are emitting the smell that McDonald's food has if it's been in your car for 15 minutes. So we'll see if they can keep people away from McDonald's.
32 seconds, and he had a punchline. He's the best. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.